evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 12/23/2022. And all, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, as I think about this night, there's just the night right before Christmas Eve tomorrow. But I think about it in terms of my own troubles and trials and whatever, and I'll tell you, I may have to leave air tonight quickly if there's a problem. My wife has a severe bloody nose, bleeding from the back of the nose. I don't know if it's the dryness or whatever it is. But anyway, if I have a problem where I've got to take her somewhere, I'm going to have to leave the air real quickly. So if I do that, I just want to tell you up front right now that I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I thank you for all that you do on behalf of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for keeping me in the game and striking blows against the Lucys and warning you of whatever I can do, all right, to let you know what might be coming. And let's see, out of Luke chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now, do you see how they're talking about now a carbon tax? Every time you fill up with gas, every time you start your car, every time you turn on your heater, every time you do this or do that, there's going to be a direct carbon tax in Europe on the population. So eventually what they want you to do is to walk around barefoot and walk down the road and or use a bicycle, okay? And the wealthy people will have the electric bikes or a small car that's electric. But I don't know where that you would be if you were in a 150-car crash in Ohio or somewhere else on a road. I don't know, as you sit there and you're in traffic and you're stalled, I don't know where your electric car is going to get charged up. Maybe your solar panel on top of the car in the midst of the blizzard will charge it. But be that as it may. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory be, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they had heard it wondered in those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, the name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord. And to another sacrifice, according to which was the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according unto thy word, for mine eyes have seen the salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, the light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser, which was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is some of the things that took place when Lord Jesus was born. But I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus is grown. And when Lord Jesus returns, because he was placed upon the cross, all right? He was placed upon the cross by the evil soldiers and secret police of Herod and the Romans. And you might know that in the House of Representatives, behind the dais there is the symbol of the Roman proconsul, which is the barrel of staves and the axe, in a sense, like on the back of a mercury dime. Okay. That is the symbol of ancient Rome, of the proconsul. But here's what Jesus told in John 14. Have I been so long with you and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and now how sayest thou? Then show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. But if you look at the syntax of that sentence, that is a marvelous gift that's being given to you if you understand it. Read John chapter 14, the red letters, the King James, to get the meaning. And whatsoever shall ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he might abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. You see, that's a real good, that's verse 19. See? Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I'm going to read that again, verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? Read that and figure it out. Now, I'll tell you what. The Russians at this period of time are moving their military up. They're doing the draft and all the things. And they're going up to 1.5 million people. We got armor and troop movements in the Belarus. We've had a whole lot of troop movements. We've had U.S. Army come out of South Korea. Oh, a week ago or so, went through various places like Fort Carson briefly, and then now is already in Poland or is in Lithuania or Latvia, Estonia, wherever it might be, okay? This thing is starting to get really, really, really real, ladies and gentlemen, really, really, really real. And at the same time, we have all of the red Chinese bombers and aircraft in a huge show of force, all right, in the Taiwan Strait. You have People's Liberation Army or military sent 39 aircraft and 3 warships towards Taiwan as part of a new exercise that kicked off around 6 a.m. today. No less than 30 of the aircraft crossed the median line, which serves as the de facto maritime border between the two, according to Taiwan's military. So they're ready to go. They're at the ready, and they're doing drills right now. You got Medvedev meeting Xi, and they had exchanged the letters or some kind of thing. So in other words, they're down to courier mail. You see, they're down to couriers to get the real thing. So like, unlike the idiots in the United States who are still using the easily for the Russians or the Red Chinese, using the regular radio traffic and all the stuff. And incidentally, on the radio traffic, if anybody calls in to any of the U.S. radio stations, the military comm stations, all right, they have to authenticate themselves. They have to give their authenticator codes and prove they are who they are. And one of the problems with that, and I've told you before, and I'll tell you what, but ain't nobody going to investigate it, because I think we're beyond that kind of stuff in this country. I think we're in a period where the secret police, you know, in the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, all the EIEIOs. Now, I'm going to tell you, it dawned on me the other night, dawned on me last night again, too. Here's the scenario where the debt of the United States, the Treasury notes, Treasury bills, Treasury bonds, most all of it is owned by the Red Chinese. So the Red Chinese are the bankers that own the notes on your car, your house, your college education, all the different things. And guess what? Who do the cops work for? Who does the intelligence people work for? Who do the debt collectors work for? Who does the secret police work for? They work for the bankers that own the country. So it's no interesting fact that the FBI is working essentially as a Luciferian scumbags for the Red Chinese who own the United States. The NSA is not looking at the Chinese ships or aircraft or their spacecraft and all the stuff, or the Russians, because they're looking at you. They are doing you. All right. Now, incidentally, last night, I had to come back on again because I'll tell you, and I'm going to just do this intermittently right now. If you would like to give to the Indochina Bible Project with the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, to get Bibles in the dialects of the mountain villages and songbooks in those as well, send anything to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina or Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I put that out because I'll tell you, last night, the NSA or the FBI or the EIEIOs or whoever it was blocked off, because Lucifer doesn't want the Bible spread into Southeast Asia, does not want the Lord Jesus to be glorified, does not want people to be on fire for the word of our Lord, or to possess Bibles in their own dialect and language or songbooks to sing his praises. So under the Red Chinese tutelage and ownership of the United States, who now the NSA allegedly, and General Milley and the secretary, the secretary, yes, the hybrid, the alien hybrid secretary. They're working, and the president allegedly, he basically salutes up to old Xi, because who gave his son $1.45 billion? Big bank tied to the Chinese Communist Party. $1.45 billion. You would think that the FBI would investigate that, but no, they're not going to investigate it, even though they got proof of it from the laptop from Bob Alinsky, who was on Fox News back 2 years ago, and who was a partner of Hunter, and telling all about how he met with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden met with him, and they talked about this, that, and the other, about these deals with China. But the FBI ain't going to investigate that, because they're probably working for China, okay? So that's the fact of the matter. An old wavy-haired Ray Ray, he just needs to go to Lake Saranac or wherever he's from. He ought to just go back to Lake Saranac and cruise on the lake, or get his ice skates out, and he can become Hans Brinker in the Silver Skates, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus loves you. And if you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he will do that. He'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. And you, when you know that and you start to feel it, you're going to say, oh my, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right? But it might take you some time, because you might have some real dark windows, like I've talked about, the old factory on the outskirts of town that the windows haven't been washed in 50 years. Might have some dirt that you got to keep washing and washing and washing till finally you can see out the window. But out there, I see you all in the cold and all of this wind. And we had yesterday all the, and it's still below zero in the wind chill here. And all the people in the big wrecks in Ohio today. The ones I was talking about last night, there wasn't any weather. So we don't know what those are all about, where they had to wait for the special truck from Dayton, from Wright Pity Pat, Montgomery County. But it looks as though Taiwan is about to be in play, and that she, via Medvedev, the messenger of Putin, are trying to get their stuff together as to what the timing may or may not be, or if Putin is going to do something. And, you know, I told you last night that we celebrate, you know, Orthodox Christmas, which is in January, like January the 6th, basically, or whatever. And they don't celebrate the 25th. And I reminded you of what one of the generals or one of the top people for Putin said back a few weeks ago. Have a nice holidays if you can have them. Okay? So I pray that we do not have a strike against us. I pray that we do not have all the whole power grids go out for the whole country. So, but while you can, while there's still gas in your tank, while you still got an extra 5 or 10 or 20 gallons of gas back at home, while you got your generator set up, while you've got all of that, you can go out and buy some more cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup or vegetables or what have you. Spam, roast beef hash, corned beef hash, Denny Moore beef stew, whatever it is that's a complete meal and can be a ration. You can get the small cans of tuna and the small cans of the chicken breast, because they're wiping out millions and millions of chickens, and eggs are going to go to $10, you know. You know, watch out. They're destroying the food supply continually. So out there, while you're out there, and I see you out there, and I can see the glow of your fire, and I know those that were back, even when they couldn't really do it, and they needed to be taking care of themselves health-wise, they went out and chopped wood back in October. Some of them Allegheny Mountain type folk, you know, God bless them. And all the different ones in the Upper Peninsula. To Liz Evenson, hats off to you, Liz, and a Merry Christmas to you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, to all of those out there who have listened to this show all the years and who have kept me in the game, I thank you so much. And I thank Brother Steve Quayle, who made it okay for me so many years ago to come back to the Lord Jesus. I was backslid and I came back in. If you're out there in the same boat, then I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and you need to come and you need to repent of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because I'm going to tell you, he's the way, the truth, the light. And I'm going to tell you what again. You ain't going to go to heaven without him on your side. And I don't care what this alleged Pope Francis says about how you don't have to be saved and you can't, not supposed to have a direct relationship with the Lord Jesus. Horse hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful time to be alive, because I'm going to tell you, what you're going to see is going to be so mind-boggling. And what Lord Jesus has said in Matthew 24, and then the prescription for Matthew 24 and Revelations is Matthew 25, which is about having the lamp and the lamp oil and the new extra wicks and being ready for the game, being ready. Now, what you might want to do tomorrow, if you don't have one, is to go get a Dietz lantern. Go get one of those big, go to the hardware store, to a farm store, a Tractor Supply or Farm and Fleet or wherever you're at. You got one of those, Menards or wherever it is. And get you a big Dietz lantern. Look to see how long the runtime for a full tank of the lamp oil. And I suggest the lamp oil so you don't have the bad paraffin, you don't have the kerosene type smell. You can also run them on virgin, extra virgin olive oil if you wanted to, I believe. You could burn those in lamps. It will burn, I think. But get the lamp oil, specific lamp oil, but calculate the burn time of a full tank on that Dietz lantern. Or if you can get a Petromax, get a Petromax lantern. Those are great too. Made in Germany, but they will run on just about anything. But inside, you have to use lamp oil or a kerosene, but just lamp oil. But a Petromax outside can run on unleaded gas. But you may not want to use that because you may want to use that in a generator, an inverter, or have the last little bit of gas to be in your car to make a charge when you head out and you head right into their legions, in the midst of their troops, in the midst of their stuff, when you go and you go and you drive right at it, all right? Carry their supply lines, outflank them, sneak up on them, whoever's going to come, and I don't know who it's going to be for you or me or the other guy. It could be the FEMA. It could be the NORTHCOM troops. Could be the Red Chinese troops or the Russian Spetsnaz coming to get you. Because they're here, believe you me. And Obama gave them all the radio codes and protocols and even small 1,500 of the best handheld U.S. military radios. He gave them all the NATO codes and radio protocols. Back when Obama was there and he hired Russian special forces. And they did drills with them back then in Colorado. Did drills for them to retake Cheyenne Mountain and retake the underground base under the Denver airport from white Christian patriot veterans who had taken over. Okay? That was the drill scenario. Incidentally, to my buddy out there in the mountains around in Colorado Springs, let me know if you're hearing anything, what you're hearing, all right? You know who you are. Oh, there's 14 of you, but these are that, the other, and then this hillside and the other hillside. And God bless all of our troops who are in harm's way. And they say, well, they're not in the Ukraine. Oh, yes, they are. And they're in Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia. Romania, they're on ships, they're in the air. And then today we have another thing, another deal. It's interesting because this tit for tat, I don't know about the SEAL commander of SEAL Team 1. I don't know because it's not being stated what was his cause of death. But I said last night, if they did get him, then it could be a tit for tat for some operation that's been taking place, possibly in Russia, either in conjunction with Ukrainian special ops or just in general, okay, with U.S. SEALs or with Delta or whoever it might be, or Marine Raiders. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's most interesting that we have a tit for tat today. Something blew up in a military base in Russia. Okay? I mentioned the similarities to back in Houston. And if you remember, during the Trump administration, they threw out the Red Chinese, threw the Red Chinese embassy out of Houston or consulate out of Houston because they were running so many operations and blowing up and setting on fire chemical plants and refineries in the Houston Ship Channel and all those areas down there. This has not been that many years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago. But then after that, there would be a refinery or a chemical plant in China that would blow. So there is a covert war. There's a clandestine war ongoing. Now, not everybody in the top of the line of the United States government is fighting against these people. These could be good line officers. But don't go into down the road of the big white hat stuff and all this and that Trump is really still the president. All that's baloney. All that's to keep you busy. But there are good line officers in the various services who will operate on their own behalf and their own, or on behalf of the American people, but unless otherwise directed, you know, dear. Unless otherwise directed, right? You know, dear, unless otherwise directed. And if you're out there and you can say, well, you just dream up the mission. You go take out the Russians, take out the Red Chinese or whatever it is. the Iranians or whatever you got to do who are a threat to this country at some juncture here. And there's a lot of them inside the United States. They can walk right across any of the borders. You got them offshore, where they are in, even in different freighters and different stuff like that. They can ram right into the harbors. Blow them up. You got the Russian subs out there. Less than 2 minutes. New York, Philly, D.C., all the different places, Baltimore, wherever it might be. You got the red Chinese. You got the circuitous orbit, low Earth orbit. You don't even know, and we probably, the NSA don't even know how many, or the NRO doesn't know how many of them are floating through the space junk. How many of the different missiles are cruising around that within less than 2 minutes, a minute and a half, can hit any target in the United States or on the world? Or the fact that with the electronic warfare stuff I told you a week ago, we had a B-2 stealth bomber flying through the deal. Got popped, and then they had to cruise it on into Whiteman, allegedly, because of the electronics in the wing caught on fire on a stealth bomber, B-2. Well, let me tell you what, we're now using the B-52s. There, of course, are the cock of the walk. That's possibly mostly still part of our analog. They're the old-fashioned mechanical stuff, you see. Not all of it, but some of it. The B-1 Lancers, same way. I'd like to see them bring back some of the hustlers, the old hustlers from the day, you know? And run it all and run them off. You're going to get it on, then let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? But I pray that we do not go to war, because so many millions and billions will die. And what is it Lord Jesus says? What is it that he says? He says it in red letters, doesn't he? For then shall be great. Well, let me just say, pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Oh, neither on the Sabbath day. That would be Christmas this year, wouldn't it? Or Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's the Sabbath, but Sunday is Christmas. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Better get your lamp oil ready, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not have Dietz lanterns, I suggest you get a couple and figure out how many hours a night they'll burn on the fill on a full tank, and then calculate how many hours of light you would like at night if the power grid never came back on, and how many ounces or quarts of lamp oil you're going to need to fill those lanterns to give yourself, oh, I don't know, 4 hours or 5 hours of light at night, so that you can still read the Bible, so that you can still teach your children and your grandchildren how to do their addition, subtraction, their multiplication, their division. You can still show them the plane geometry, and you teach them the trigonometry and the calculus when it comes time. You can still do the science experiments and do the different things to show them and to try to continue to provide the knowledge to the next generation of how, if we can ever get the power grid back up, how we might still have factories, how they might still make a ballpoint pen. But if they can't do that, then you might want to teach the children about quill pens. Did you ever take a quill from like a turkey or something when you were a kid and nip the end of it and dip it in the ink and write with it? like they used to do in the old days? Well, I sure did. I was pretending. It's kind of funny. I was pretending like I was Jefferson and Washington and Ben Franklin and all the people at the Continental Congress, and that we were signing the Declaration of Independence, you see. That's what I pretended when I was a child. It's kind of interesting now that I think about it. But everybody out there, I see you. I can see the glow of your fire and your lanterns. I can see your candles and your Christmas trees and all the stuff. And God bless you all from Maine and Massachusetts and Michigan and Ohio and Indiana, Illinois, out in western Kansas, down in Missouri, way down south in the Lone Star State, and in Oklahoma on the way, on the Warren Soul Drive, where so many are so vitally alive. All the good people, California, South Carolina, North Carolina, all of the good folks everywhere in the land, in Iowa, Dunlap, Hampton, all the different spots up in there. May the Lord Jesus bless you all. May he provide you with true sanctuary for your families. May he provide you medical miracles as you need them, and to restore you back to full health. And also to provide you with a super abundance of everything you're going to need or want for your survival. And to endureth till the end, like Lord Jesus tells you about in Matthew 24. He that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. So we're going to have to stand maybe in the gap, and I don't know if it's this Christmas or next, or in between. But I would suggest that late time presents, if you still got the money, would be insulated boots, all right? Gloves, hats, jackets, layered approaches with the fleece, the long underwear, the fleece, and then the outer coats, all right? With the stocking cap or the watch cap. If you have the ability to do so, then provide gas masks, high quality gas masks, which are hard to find these days. Myra, M-I-R-A, is one of the few places I know to get them. They're a lot more expensive than they used to be, but you got to get the military grade and a Tyvek F or better quality suit for biochem or for seaburn, nuclear, biological, chemical, that's easier to say. But if nothing else, you can get a pair of Thinsulate gloves and a new hat and a pair of insulated boots with the Thinsulate. If you get something with 800 or more grams of Thinsulate, you can stand out in the cold for quite a while. If you got the layered stuff, and you can build a small fire, let me tell you what, in your fire pit in the backyard, you can put a tent up. If you don't have the ability to have a fireplace, or if you have a stove with a stove pipe coming out of your house and you can't do that, then you can put up a tent on, say, your back patio or in the back, you know, adjacent to your back sliding door or something like that. You can put that out there, and then you can put one of the small $149, $150, go to Amazon and look for backpackable stoves, backpackable shepherd stoves, that kind of stuff. Backpackable shepherd stoves. And you can burn wood, you can heat water on them, you can cook on them, and they could be outside, and then you could have like a regular like tent and just pitch it and have that at the edge of the tent so the warmth would come inside. You could even get one of those fans that you could set up there on the wood stove that turn based on the mechanically turn based on the heat that would blow the heat into the tent, and then have that back door to the tent or the side door or whatever, have it fixed. So then that could, you could go back into the house. Okay. I'm telling you, this is the time to figure out unusual circumstances. And it ain't always about getting in a car and driving 500 miles and going to the top mountain retreat or bop, bop, bop. It might be just that you got to go to your backyard. It may be that you're going to stand right where you're at because you may not have any time to do anything else. And if you hear the red Chinese bankers, secret police say to you, stay in your house. We will be coming along shortly to give you and to check in on you to see how you're doing. And also to, ladies and gentlemen, we may have to confiscate your food so as to redistribute it properly to all of your neighbors so you all have the equal amounts. Somebody comes to take your food. Somebody comes to take your kids or your spouse, your husband, or your wife away to go somewhere. Then I'm going to tell you what, maybe it's time for to give them a blizzard. You know what I'm saying? If the froggy wants to come a-courting, then gig the frog. You don't have to go into their Luciferian night, you see, just because they say so. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you're with the Lord Jesus and the Lord Jesus with you and you know that, if you're to lose your life on this planet, you're going to be in everlasting life with them in heaven. Yes, it is a war. It is a war of good versus evil. Woe to him that calls evil good and good evil. Because I'm going to tell you what, the Lord Jesus and his angels are coming. And they're going to jerk you tears out of all these intelligence agencies and the military. And the bad cops are going to jerk you all out. And they're going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Be-ma, 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 be-ma. You're going to see your career dissipation lights go off, you bad, evil pieces of crap. Wherever you're at out there. And those of the Lord Jesus will stand against you in the gap. They'll protect their family and get them safe if possible. But if nothing else, they'll stand in the gap. And a lot of times, their family will stand with them. And they'll take it to you. Just like a Solzhenitsyn's porch. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And how we burn in the camps later thinking. What would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we had not, if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Get your Solzhenitsyn's porch idea fixed up in your mind and figure it out how you might do it. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who was in the Gulag camps in Siberia, in the Soviet Union, and that's what he wrote after he came out of the camps finally and survived that. So, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, and you've done so for over 18 years. God bless you. And thanks to Brother Quayle for making it okay for me to come back to Jesus, and thanks for Brother Quayle to give me an opportunity to do two nights of his radio show that he had back then, where he'd gone to two nights from the five. So, ladies and gentlemen, anything is most needed and welcome. can be sent to Hawk. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, easiest, or a check to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may our Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And Brother Quayle is at 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle. Or go to stevequayle.com and click through and email him. You can still get your gold, still get your silver. Get and pick up the copy of the Mega Drought movie and order the new movie, Lies of Men and Gods, about the corruption and the genetic corruption of the mankind and all of that. It's just a brand new movie. Get any of his books you can get a hold of, because they're going to be valuable in the future, because people are going to say, well, how did this all happen to us? Where do we, we're here in the wilderness and we're trying to hide and we're in a cave, or we've dug out an old soddy, you know, out on the prairie somewhere, and piled up the soddy, you know, bricks, or we're, you know, in the Southwest and we made adobe house or whatever. How do we get here? If you got a book and you got some nice big plastic bags and stuff to keep waterproofed, you can read these by the firelight, and by the Dietz lantern or the Petromax lantern or the 120-hour candles with the little two or three little wicks that you place in there with the tweezers. Which, when you have those out, if you hold a canteen cup over it, the old-fashioned canteen cups, you can put a little of that chunky soup in there or whatever, and you can heat it a little bit, get it going, and you can lap that up with your spoon, all right? You can make your little coffee, and that's something right there, too. You might want to think of a real good prep item as instant coffee, instant coffees of different types, the good ones, the stronger ones. Instant coffee. Don't worry about the decaf. You better get the real McCoy. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about eating dessert at the restaurant. This is about staying up. Somebody staying up and being on watch to see who's going to come down the road or come down that old horse path up there in Utah where Crazy Horse is sitting at the end of it with a buff gun who's got his eye on you. Hello, my friend out there. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all my friends all over the country. To the beekeepers in South Carolina. To the good people in Northern California. I can't give all your names because it gives away, you know, who you are, where you are, and all that stuff. But to all of you. To wit, in New York. All the good folk. To be an EAB, may the Lord Jesus provide you with superabundance and also medical miracles. To the River Pirate and the Cold War Warrior, who are different people, by the way. But I'm going to tell you what, the Lord has preserved both of you to still be effective and to serve as witness of what you experienced in the old days and what's coming to pass now. But if you call Brother Quayle at 406-586-4840, if you get Steve or you get his son Tyler or his real capable manager Daryl or anybody else in the office there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you to take good care of you. And be sure to tell them that you want at least one of the books and ask them what books are still left, whether it's the Giants or I don't know what's there, you know. I don't know what he's got left because they won't reprint him. Empire Beneath the Ice, because nobody could give him an actual quote of when it would be done or the cost of the paper and the ink and all the stuff. Xenogenesis, Terminator. That Terminator book is an incredible book. all the different ones. Aliens, fallen angels, angel wars, incredible. Whatever it is they got, you better get one and you better read it because it's extremely good. And Steve is well documented and he has so many footnotes you won't even be able to read all of his footnotes. But that's how detailed his books are. And they should be a treasure for you, for your children, your grandchildren, and their grandchildren. If you keep them waterproof and tucked away in the big plastic bag somewhere or the briefcase, you know. And as you're on the road and you've got your campfire at night, you can read some of that along with a good Bible. I suggest you get the red letter edition, that everything the Lord Jesus said is in the red letters. I like the red letter edition, big bold print, so you can see it as you get old. Of a old King James version. That's what I like to read. You read what you want, but I like to read that big bold print, a red letter edition. I've worn mine out, reading out of it, reading it before I come on air. And although I don't give you a different message every Sunday, so to speak, I do what the Lord Jesus instructed me to do. And when I was picked and I came and was recruited by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision, which was witnessed in my own home by my spouse, by my wife. And that's how I was selected to strike blows against the Lord, enemies of the Lord Jesus, and to then to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, not the general public or the ones you got to say, oh, well, let's tone it down for them. No, you better speak it out straightforward. You better read right out of the Bible, and you better say there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Can you hear it down there in Australia? I know you can, brother. Because you're a good man down there. Can you hear it all over the planet? Can you hear it in outer space? On the TR-3Bs, the TR-4, the Solar Warden giant ships. Can you hear it? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And for all of you Luciferians, for all of you fallen angels sitting down there in the different capitals of the world, directing stuff from behind the scenes of the World Economic Forum, I'm going to tell you what, you're a tear, and the Lord Jesus is going to send his angels to come and jerk you out of the ground and throw you into the fiery furnace. And you're going to have wailing and gnashing of teeth, let me tell you. And then after that, the righteous people with the Lord Jesus are going to have the most marvelous time on this planet with glory of the Lord being on the earth again with his angels, and the defeat of that 200 million man army, which will probably be a lot of red Chinese, and Armageddon. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back and put your, you know, blanket around your shoulders, your big old heavy army blanket or Pendleton or whatever it is you got, your fleece blanket, and put another log on the fire and have you some coffee or hot cocoa or whatever it is that you acquire to drink on a night like this. But I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. I am the hawk. I love all of you, and I sure thank you for keeping me on the air via Lord Jesus. Because that's who I'm with, is the true commander-in-chief, the true CIC. And for all the good people out there, the good peace officers, the good people in the FBI, and there's some, you see, there are, then you better be standing with the people and standing with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and you better not go down that road, that evil road. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. You're a tear if you do, and you're going to get jerked out, and you're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace. So while you still have a chance, repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because Lord Jesus has grown. He was a babe, and I love to hear that story and to visualize it and see it even in the movies and on television and to think about it. And for those who've gone over and seen it, I've not gone over to see the, you know, Bethlehem or to see them, you know, the different places in the Holy Land. But I will tell you this, wherever it is you find yourself, if evil comes up, you walk or you drive or your big lane or the horse cart path, you know, in the mountains coming up to your house, you stand in there and you know that you're standing with the Lord Jesus and he's standing with you. And don't go into there, Luciferian night, without a fight. You still got a day or so before Christmas. Go and give gifts of insulate gloves, insulated boots, and get them a bigger size than they normally wear so you can wear some good, nice, thick merino wool socks or something, you know? If you have a lot of money, then be sure and get, boy, you and your family, at least 3-4 years of food, long-term storage food. 3.5 years, you know, of a great tribulation. Oh, it might be 7 of a total, but the Great Tribulation, 3.5 years. But if you had 1 year, 2 year, 3 years of long-term storage food, plus additional canned goods, plus a Berkey water purification system and extra black Berkey filters, you could get other different small pures or K9 combis or stuff to go on the road with, but don't go into the loose period not without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your bill of rights, your property, your business. Fandango rings, I know you're ready. But mighty men and women of valor, strike blows tonight against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Use your high technology. Strike blows against them. Make them quiver in their boots. And if the Lord allows it, let them lay in the ditch and cry out as they pass and then go to the fiery furnace. Nikki LaPua, you're the best podcast, buddy. God bless you. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Road and track and little L. God bless you tonight. This is cold down there. And I hope your daddy don't have you doing jumping jacks out of the cold weather. Just to toughen you up a little bit more. But he's a good daddy and your mom is a good one too. Oh, good night, ladies and gentlemen.